This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Italy announced a sweeping quarantine early Sunday for its northern regions, igniting travel chaos as it restricted the movements of a quarter of its people. Sabrina Castelfranco has more.
Italy has never experienced anything like the emergency restrictions approved overnight and which are effective from Sunday. The wealthy region of Lombardy and 14 other provinces in the nearby regions of Emilia-Romagna, Veneto and Piedmont have been locked down in efforts to stop the spread of COVID-19. This will affect busy cities like Milan, Venice, Parma and Modena, as well as others. The Prime Minister said the new measures will be enforced by police. More than 16 million people living in Italy's northern areas will be impacted. No church services will be held, including funerals and weddings. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News.
The number of deaths from the coronavirus in the United States increased to 19, while Vice President Mike Pence announced plans to test and treat passengers on a cruise ship in California. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Karen Dever from New Jersey got on the ship with her husband for a celebratory cruise. Now she wonders when she will ever get off. She says President Trump's comments about keeping them there are just plain wrong.
I'm an American. I should be allowed in to my country.
Vice President Pence says they're making arrangements to dock the ship and test all the passengers.
Bring the ship into a non-commercial port. All passengers and crew will be tested for the coronavirus and quarantined as appropriate. Those that require additional medical attention will also receive it.
I'm Julie Walker.
And for more on the coronavirus, please visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Meanwhile, in China, authorities say 10 people have died and 23 remain trapped after the collapse of a hotel that was being used to quarantine people under observation for the coronavirus. More than 70 people were believed to have been initially trapped in the seven-story building when it collapsed. The Taliban says its peace pact with the United States does not alter the status of the insurgent group's supreme leader as the lawful ruler of Afghanistan. The group says he is duty-bound by religion to establish an Islamic government after foreign occupation troops exit the country. The latest Taliban pronouncement fuels the uncertainty plaguing the U.S. Taliban deal signed a week ago in Qatar. It also comes a day after an American media outlet reported the U.S. government had intelligence that the radical insurgent group did not intend to abide by promises they made in the February 29th agreement. The U.S. military has confirmed to VOA that one of al-Shabaab's top leaders was likely killed in a drone strike last month. Tommy McNeil has more.
U.S. Africa Command spokesman Colonel Chris Carnes told VOA that it is believed that Bashir Mohammed Mahmoud, a.k.a. Bashir Khorgab, was killed in a U.S. airstrike on February 22nd. The strike occurred in a town in Middle Juba region. Khorgab was one of the most battle-hardened al-Shabaab commanders of the group's military. Most recently, he commanded three al-Shabaab units, two of which are operating in Kenya. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The race for the Democratic presidential nomination now seems to be down to two: former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders. Both have been campaigning this weekend in the Midwest. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Thank you, Dearborn.
Bernie Sanders liked the makeup of the crowd that showed up for his rally in Dearborn, Michigan.
I get inspired because I talk to groups like this. I look around this room and I see people coming from so many different backgrounds. It is beautiful. This is what America looks like at its best.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden was campaigning in St. Louis.
You know, Senator Sanders likes to say he'll need a record turnout to defeat Donald Trump. He's right. And we're the campaign that's going to do that record turnout.
Missouri and Michigan both hold primaries on Tuesday. I'm Ben Thomas.
Formal debt restructuring talks between Lebanon and its bondholders are expected to begin in about 2 weeks, a source familiar with the matter said on Sunday. This comes one day after the heavily indebted state declared it could not meet its debt repayments, which include a euro bond of $1.2 billion maturing on Monday. This sets the state on a course for sovereign default as it grapples with a major financial crisis. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.